ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host Sue London overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Now, here's your host, Sue London.
I'm Sue London, and you're listening to Get Inspired Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour, and let us inspire you and help you create the life that you desire. Now, each week on Get Inspired Radio, we're going to bring you guests who have overcome challenges, guests who will inspire you, and guests who will share tools and techniques to help you create the life that you desire. Now, you can connect with me after the show through my website, AskSueLondon.com. And when you are at the website, make sure that you sign up for my free newsletter. Because when you sign up for that free newsletter, you're going to receive 10 weekly inspiring videos that are filled with tools and techniques that will help you create the life that you desire. So that address again is AskSueLondon.com. And if you're looking for inspirational reading, be sure and check out my life story, Soar Above It All, Overcoming Adversities in Life. You can purchase that through my website, AskSueLondon.com. So, Chris, my friend, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing wonderful, Sue, and I'm glad to see that you're better this week.
I'm doing much better, and I have to tell you that our guest tonight has really changed my life. And we're going to talk about health and how he's helped me with all of what's been going on with me. So I can't wait. He's going to actually work on you tonight, too, and tell you what's happening. So are you all ready?
I better put these away then.
Oh, no, you're not into that junk food again, are you?
Well, these are Lay's potato chips.
Oh, what are you doing with that?
It says vitamin C 20%, so I figured, you know.
Oh, no. Well, you know, I have to tell you, like, I feel just so blessed because we have so many great people on our show. And, you know, just when you think you know about your health, you have a guest like tonight come along, and you know how I always talk about how I'm so healthy eating great food? Well, our guest tonight, John, has really showed me that I still have some changes to make with my eating. So, Chris, we're going to be changing our diets again, my friend.
Okay, I'll listen this time.
Yeah, right. Let's hope.
Okay.
Let me tell you folks about our guest tonight. His name is John Osipinski, and I'm apologizing right now, John, if I'm saying it wrong. We're going to talk about lymphatic systems. Now, after retiring from New York City Fire Department in 1991, John and his wife, Eileen, moved to Phoenix, Arizona. John went on to graduate from Phoenix Therapeutic Massage College. He continued his education, and he became certified in lymphedema therapy and cranial sacral therapy. So now today, John is going to educate us all on how our lymphatic system plays critical roles in detoxification and completing circulation through the tissues of the body, including the skin, muscles, bones, organs, nerves, spinal cord, and our brain. You're going to learn from this amazing man about acid-alkaline balance and the relationship of the lymphatic system and acid in our body. And like I was mentioning, you're going to all have the opportunity to call in, and John is remotely going to tune into your body, and he's going to tell you how your lymphatic system is working. Now, I can tell you firsthand, I have experienced this amazing man's remote treatment, and I can tell you he was 100% accurate on everything he found in me, where things weren't working. And it was quite educational for me as well. And like I said, I'm really making a lot of changes as a result of this man coming into my life. So each one of you who are listening, I really encourage you to phone in or to go through the instant feedback area on Transformation Talk Radio, give John your name, and then he'll be able to tell you, you know, maybe where your lymphatic system's not working, and then he will guide you from there what you need to do. And working with him is really something y'all want to look into doing. Now, you can learn about my guest, John Ossipinski, through his website, lymphman.com. That's spelled LYMPHMAN.com. So, John, my friend, welcome to Get Inspired Radio.
How are you doing? I'm glad to be here. We're going to help Chris, and he can enjoy those potato chips. That's okay. If you're going to eat it, enjoy it, please, because I would.
Well, thanks for saying that, because I just finished them.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, John, you need to know when I go into that radio station, I take meal replacement shakes in for that guy. I take him meal replacement bars and salads, and now look what you're doing to me.
You've been gone too long.
All right.
Folks, before we go any further, I just want to tell you, you know, here's the number. Call in and talk to John. Amazing, amazing work what he's doing here. So the number to call in is 1-800-930-2819. The number again is 1-800-930-2819. And again, you can also ask your questions or give us your name through the instant feedback area on the homepage on TransformationTalkRadio.com website. Now, we've already got someone here from Kirkland. Hello, Rochelle. She would like to hear what John has to say. So let's get right started now, John.
And, all right. Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, we're waiting for some things here. Oh, you know what?
Why don't we explain what the lymphatic system is and what it does in the body and how it can help them overcome depression, anxiety, bipolar, irritable bowel syndrome, and even help their children or pets in the home.
Let's first of all focus, because we've already got people here asking, they want to connect with you. So before we bring them on, why don't you first of all tell everybody what our lymphatic system is, and then we'll bring callers on. Does that sound good?
Sure, Sue, because this is so important. Because, we all have a lymphatic system. And I walk up to people every day and say, I'm a lymphatic therapist, I'm the developer of Lymphatic. And they say, what is the lymphatic system? And that is really a very scary thing. When we have a system in our body made up of tiny vessels and nodes that must clean your brain, your arms, your muscles, your bones, your organs, and when it's not working, we become ill. So once you understand this information, you realize that because we've neglected this tiny system, this system in our body, that we're just filling up with our own dead cells, becoming acidic and toxic, and that's what we call disease.
Yeah, it's just amazing. And I can tell everybody listening that I did not know much about lymphatic system. I know a lot about digestion, but with lymphatic system, this has been a real eye-opener for me. Now, John, can we take a question here? So this is from Sherry. Sherry asks, can you please tell me how to heal my physical nerve pain? Is that something that you can address, John?
Sure.
Is that
everything has to do with the lymphatic system. Even nerves have a lymphatic system in them. And our nerves actually are very dense, like cartilage and ligament. So they don't have very good blood supply. And when people get sick, like neuropathy, or they get foot drop or ALS, they know that the nerve is filling and getting hard. To me, it's filling with its own dead cells because the lymphatic system can't clean it. So she has to, number one, check her pH.
Okay.
That is what everybody, I don't care what health problem you have, is you need to check your pH, and you do that by checking your saliva and urine with a simple strip you can do in your home. Once she sees if she's alkaline, most people are acidic. I have no doubt I've done hundreds of these studies. She needs to address that and make herself more alkaline by dietary changes for about 30 days. She needs to be more alkaline, fruits, vegetables, lay off the grains, coffee, sodas, and really clean up her diet so that her body can actually start to clean itself. And then, of course, you'll need some systemic enzymes, which are powerful, powerful digestive enzymes that will go in and help lyse or eat up the scar tissue in the nerve. But okay. Think about it. If something is burning, what's happening? Mm-hmm. It's acid in the nerve, acid in the tissues. So Epsom salt baths she can do, but even deep breathing, something as simple as that. We really don't breathe a lot, especially if we sit for a living, and that allows waste to build. So if we just simply begin drinking more alkaline water and taking some deep breaths, and try and get circulation going to where you have pain, she will see a very quick change. But it really is about stagnation in the tissues and the nerves.
Okay, now can we share, because what I love about you the most, John, you've heard me say this to you, is you're not about saying, come back and see me in a week, come back again and again, but you like to empower people. And you've got this great website that lets people sign up for this program and that they can learn how to work on themselves. Do you want to tell them a bit about that before we go to commercial in the next minute and a half?
Sure, because this is so important that if I work on people in my office or I work on them remotely, they're going to fill up in a little while. They're going to get back to their regular diets. They're going to become acidic. So what I like to do is I like to send people to my website where they can learn how to activate their lymphatic system in a 7.5-minute routine or even activate the lymphatic system in a baby who has colic or how to drain a breast or for a man how to drain a prostate. These are all important things to do. So rather than me trying to do it with them all the time, I want them to learn how, and I'll actually help them go through the website, learn how to use this stuff. You know, it's all about coaching. You feel better having somebody help you.
Okay, now, so can you tell them exactly, because I know you've got a huge website. They go to lymphman.com.
Lymphman.com. Yep. And basically they just subscribe and they can have a year for me for $99. I think it's on sale for $79. And they'll get free emails to me. But if they would like an hour of coaching, which really goes well, and I'll even throw in a half hour remote session for them, they will actually do my other package, which is $199. I think that's on sale for $159. So again, they'll get a lot. They'll get a year's worth. They'll get an hour of coaching plus a half hour free remote session with me for $159.
And then for them to get the videos that I saw that you can learn how to work on yourself, where do they find that?
That's exactly what I was just talking about.
In that area. Okay.
Yeah, they can get a sample of it. It's on my front page. They can get a sample of it, sample activation. But it really is, people have to understand how to maintain their lymphatic system. If we don't maintain it, we become sick. And that's why most of us have health problems. And if every health problem is the same, we're all just congested.
Yeah, well, that's great. Well, we're going to take a quick break. Sherry, thanks for your questions. Stay tuned, folks. We'll be right back, and then we'll take more questions and learn more from John right after this break. Stay tuned.
Inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker, Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com. Gloria Messenger is a spiritual artist and angel messenger. Her life mission is to celebrate the joy of angel love and deliver your personal message. She helps others open to their angel connection. Gloria's angel portraits offer empowering daily inspiration. To commission your angel portrait, call 905-468-5529. That's 905-468-5529. Or visit www.theangelmessenger.com. Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life, too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com. Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host of the hit show, Get Inspired, Sue London, overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host, Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com every Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire. For more details, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Get Inspired Radio with Sue London. We have a very special guest here today. It's John Ostapinski, and our topic is your lymphatic system. Call in today, folks. Instant feedback, your message is in, and you can have John remotely tell you what's happening with your lymphatic system and how it's working. Now, we've already got someone here by the name of Suzanne from Virginia. Do you want to bring her on the show now, Chris?
Yes, go ahead, Suzanne. Okay. You are on the air.
Hi, Suzanne.
Hi, Sue. Hi.
How are you?
How are you?
Good. Well,
good.
I'm going to let John take over and talk with you. Sound good? And then, John, you can maybe tell her what's happening with her system.
Yes, how you doing? What's your name again?
Suzanne.
Hi, Suzanne.
Suzanne.
Listen, I just want to sort of ask you to take a deep breath and just sort of relax in your body. And I'm just going to give you a quick scan. It's very fast. And any areas that I find are areas that you want to sort of look into, because these are areas where your lymphatic system is backing up. And when I check your head, more of the left side and left neck is actually flowing up into the head, so you may have a little more left neck tightness. And then I actually get a lot of the right side, right next to your, actually under your underarm on the right side, and then actually going right down to your hip. So that right side is really holding a lot of fluid. And if I look at your legs, and even your right leg is a little backed up, and down into your sacrum. What sort of problems do you have? And then I can tell you what you can do to open that up.
Lately I've been having, which I've never had before, some acid reflux problems.
Yeah. Yeah, and that will actually allow the abdomen to back up, because right below your rib cage, we have three vessels called the cisterna chyli. These are three vessels of lymph that actually drain your left leg, your right leg, and your intestines. And when that backs up, it makes us feel bloated a little more. You may even have a little hardness or puffiness right between your rib cage, right at the base of it. And there's a very simple way to open that up by putting your hands over the soft part of your abdomen right below your rib cage and stretching down a few times and then stretching up to actually open up these three vessels. And people feel an immediate relief. But when you're having acid reflux, that's showing you, you know, we spend $50 billion a year on antacids and Prilosec, and people take numerous amounts, but we still have acid problems. It's showing you that your body is filling up with acid. You need to check your pH. It's very important. You know, avoid sodas and coffee for a little while. I'm not a vegetarian, so people like my ideas because I like to eat and, socialize and have some drinks and eat some steak and eat white flour. But we have to know that those things are making us acidic. Well, any other pain in that area, in your low back or mid-back?
No. Mm-mm.
Okay. Well, those are areas that are also a little bit tight to me. But definitely learn how to open up that cisterna chyli. Actually, my 7.5-minute routine activates the lymph in the whole body. The next day you feel a little more acidic, and then you have a little more control over it. But antacids and things like that really aren't fixing it. They're just appeasing it. You need to remove that acid out, and you'll do a lot better. And there are many, many supplements on the market that can do that. And if you email me, I'll see if I can help you out.
Yeah. What I just started taking was chia seeds. Is that helpful?
Well, see that? Yes, because they're an alkaline seed. They're actually an alkaline seed, heavy with protein, that's going to help possibly remove some of that acid. So anytime we do anything to improve our health, whether we do exercise or a healthier diet or drink alkaline water, we're going to feel a little more acid coming out at first. Most people don't understand that. We get worse first. It's called a Herxheimer effect. The body is getting filled with waste. So it might be a positive reaction, but, you know, just watch it.
And And can I just add in, Suzanne, these exercises that John's talking about, I do them, and it is amazing, absolutely incredible, on how you can work on yourself and feel so much better. And in my past, I used to have Crohn's disease. It's now healed, but I have to be careful with my digestion. If I eat something wrong, like gluten, it throws it right off. By doing these treatments that John talks about in the video, they're phenomenal. I can't, talk highly enough about that. Yeah. Is there any more questions?
It opens your lymphatic system immediately.
Yeah, it does. It really does. Yeah. Is there anything else you want to ask, Suzanne, or anything you want to add, John?
That's really helpful, because I knew something wasn't, and I've been reading a lot of the acid and alkaline, the imbalance. So I've been learning about that. And realizing I had to make some changes. So
And it's small changes. I'm not about being a vegetarian. It's good for you, but it's too much grains. I enjoy eating often what I like, but I also know how to clean up. And when you have problems, you have to clean up for about 15 to 30 days, and your life will change and activate your lymph.
Mm. Very good. Helpful. Well, thank you, Suzanne, for calling. Okay, John, we have a question here from Rochelle from Kirkland. Hopefully we can get you to tune into her without her talking to you. Her question says here, the left side of my back, right about the middle, is sore off and on. And this is Rochelle from Kirkland.
Believe it or not, that's right. That's right where the heart and the left lung actually come very close together. And this is an area our lungs are supposed to remove acid waste. So if we're not breathing deeply enough, or we've had asthma or an accident, that area can become very acidic and tighten the tissues around it. Well, if it tightens it back, that's a problem. But if it starts to tighten the heart and the lung, then that's going to constrict your breathing and actually lessen the effect of the efficiency of the heart to pump. So this is something she needs to stretch. She needs to open up. But, again, take some, alkalinizing supplements. But, again, check your pH. That's the first thing that everybody should be doing, is checking their saliva and urine pH, because, to me, when the body is acidic, it constricts. So we have to begin to start putting good things in, alkaline water, alkaline foods, some supplements, and then we start activating it, because if we activate the same fluid that's in our body, we're just moving around acid waste. And it helps. But if we can make it better, it is much more powerful.
Now, the thing is that you and I talked about the breathing, do you want to share the proper way to breathe? Because I know you told me differently than what I had done.
Sure. There are all kind of, tantric breathing, yoga breathing. But truthfully, I'm a medical intuitive, and I can see the lymph flow. And when I ask people to take a good deep breath, and when they just let it out, a good deep breath in and just let it out a little forcibly, it really makes a lymphatic wave like a tsunami. It actually moves through the body. And all it is, a nice deep breath, and then let it out. Don't let it out slowly. Just really give it a little bit of force, and that cleans your organs, your brain. It pulls waste out of our body and begins the lymph flow to start moving. Taking 3 or 4 deep breaths before you go to bed, I have my children do that, is a really powerful tool.
Well, and I know what you said to me, breathe like the one time through your nose and the second time through your nose, or two times through your mouth. I never used to do that.
Always 2 times through the same, either nose or mouth, because if you take 1 breath through your nose and 1 through your mouth, you really are pulling on different areas. So your first breath really opens up the lymphatic system, and the second one really propels the lymph out of the organ or out of the muscles or brain.
Yeah, that was really good. And I know I've changed my breathing since we spoke, and it really has helped me. Now, just to share more with Rochelle, are you saying that her lymphatic system is not flowing properly around her heart area and the lung area? Is that what you're feeling?
Actually, it feels like she has a very tight diaphragm. And the diaphragm, if you look at pictures of how the diaphragm squeezes around the esophagus, which connects to the stomach, the lymph vessels have to squeeze around or under the esophagus, and the diaphragm can squeeze in that area and allow that left side to become tight. It'll feel like in your spleen, in your left rib cage, will feel tight, or in the back of your scapula. So really it's the idea of stretching, but opening up the major lymph drain in the neck. Because it's like a roof drain, and if the neck closes down, we all slouch a little bit. We need to watch our posture. Posture is so important, because if we stand straight, we become a river, and our lymph flows. When we sit in front of a computer or slouch, you know, in a chair, we are actually stopping our own lymphatic flow, which can create cognitive problems, can create foggy thinking, can create, I believe, you know, depression and anxiety. So we really have to think about how we're sitting and look at ourselves in the mirror. Create flow by standing or sitting more straight.
Now, there's a question here from Rochelle, and she's asking, what do you think of using a rebounder?
I think rebounders are great.
Yeah,
but
okay.
I have my butt here.
Okay,
but
okay.
And same thing with dry brushing. I think that's great, too. But where we get clogged is in our lymph nodes, and those are in the top of our leg. There are 300 in our stomach and chest and in our underarms and in our neck. So if we're just jumping on a rebounder and we're not actually pumping our lymph nodes, then it's not going to be as effective. So you can make it more effective by learning my routine, open up your lymph nodes in your underarms, your inguinals, your stomach, in the top of your legs, and then you go on the rebounder. It's much more powerful. But I do believe it's a very powerful technique. Just make sure you're hydrated. And again, take a few supplements before you go on. This way you're moving around good things in the body.
Yeah, and again, Rochelle, I can tell you that when I first did John's videos, I was very open-minded, didn't know what to expect, and I thought, oh, can I do it myself? Now, I am a healer myself with doing Reiki, but massage, you know, I do Reiki massages on my dogs every day, but this is really something that anybody can learn to do through these videos. And the first time I did it, I was so relaxed after that, John. I slept so soundly. It was phenomenal. So,
but that's what people should feel every time, because we have a stuck system, and when they just stand there for 7.5 minutes, I have videos. Once they learn how, they go to videos on another page with me on the Grand Canyon with beautiful scenery, and it's like a meditation, and they're done in 7.5 minutes.
Yeah, and folks, it's you're worth 7.5 minutes each day.
Yeah,
you truly are. And you know, I want to share that website. It's lymphman.com. It's lymphman.com. Now, we're going to take a short break. Keep your questions coming, folks. Phone in. Talk to John. He's a wealth of knowledge. He certainly has changed my life. Again, the number you call is 1-800-930-2819. Again, 1-800-930-2819. And keep asking your questions through the instant feedback area on the homepage on transformationtalkradio.com. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Gloria Messenger is a spiritual artist and angel messenger. Her life mission is to celebrate the joy of angel love and deliver your personal message. She helps others open to their angel connection. Gloria's angel portraits offer empowering daily inspiration. To commission your angel portrait, call 905-468-5529. That's 905-468-5529. Or visit www.theangelmessenger.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
What are we attracting in our life and relationships and why? And how can we let go of attracting and being attracted to things that may not serve us? Peter King has been facilitating deep relationship work for over 30 years. Author of The Monogamy Challenge, Creating and Keeping Intimacy. Peter is passionate about bringing aliveness into your life and relationships. Contact Peter King for counseling, coaching, or breathwork. Visit peterkane.org. Or contact Peter Kane at 425-802-2050.
Do you dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to CitySolveUrbanRace.com.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
Back on Get Inspired Radio with Sue London. I have John Ossipinski here with us today. I am so thrilled to share this guest with you. I cannot talk highly enough about this man. We are talking about your lymphatic system, and I really encourage every one of you listening today to phone in and experience this man's remote session. He's checking into your lymphatic system today and telling you where you may have some blocks or some work to do. And any questions you've got, he is so knowledgeable. I can guarantee he will have the answer for you. Now, John, let's talk about the acid-alkaline balance, because I cannot tell you how growing that was for me to learn that my healthy meals of boneless, skinless chicken breasts have been making me very acidic, and I didn't even know it.
Right. Most people don't realize that the foods we eat really make up what happened in our body. Our bodies are supposed to be neutral. We're a cellular being. We're 100 trillion cells. And if those cells are not in a healthy environment, if it's too acid or too alkaline, they become damaged. And so it's so important to understand that the foods, everything besides fruits and vegetables, pretty much, I'm really generalizing here to save time. You know, there are some grains that are alkaline, but everything else besides fruits and vegetables are acid forming. And really, that makes up most of our diet. So where most people like yourself thought maybe a little more Atkins, where they can eat some chicken, it really does affect our body. So, you know, we have to learn how to clean up our diet, especially when we're sick, and then we can eat some of these other foods, because I don't want to be, you know, where I'm just eating vegetables all the time. And that's why people like my program, is that they learn to clean up, and then they can go out, have a drink, have some steak, enjoy themselves, go have a hot dog at a baseball park. But if we don't understand that the foods we eat, the foods we consume, and the beverages we consume on a daily basis are making us acidic, then we're missing the whole idea of this. We have to maintain ourselves. That's very simply it.
Yeah. Well, and folks, you know, John knows this, but I can tell you that for years when I was flared up and sick with Crohn's disease, my diet consisted 3 meals a day for a full year of boneless, skinless chicken breast, 3 meals a day, and green beans. So here, you know, the amount of chicken I ate, it made me extremely acidic. And one of the things I had said to John was my complaint was I felt swollen, felt puffy. And since working with John, I don't have that anymore. Now, why was I puffy? Tell everybody that, can you?
Sure. The lymphatic system, this tiny network of vessels and nodes, many of them as thin as your hair, must remove large proteins that can't make it into the veins and excess fluid. And that's why when we see somebody who's had cancer and they've had a node removed or they've had surgery and a node got damaged, their leg or limb swells. I mean, sometimes 10 times the size. So that shows you that when the lymph system gets damaged, we fill. And, you know, I talk to doctors often and they tell me, you know, everybody's swelling. And that's because we've missed the lymphatic system. So your lymphatic system just got filled up with your own dead cells like log jams in a river. And that's why people often say, you know, I never eat and I still gain weight. Because it's your own fluid and your own dead cells that are building in your body. We have to eat to lose weight. That's an important part here. But we have to have more alkaline and more nutritious foods rather than white flour, beef, chicken, fish. I mean, I like eating fish and chicken and turkey more than other things, but I will have the beef and pork once in a while, but we just have to clean up for a while. That's what, one thing I want to tell people. If you don't understand that you have to clean up, when you clean up and start eating more alkaline, more salads, more vegetables, more fruits for a few days, you feel terrific. You feel alive. And, you know, you do that enough times, and you clean yourself out. So understanding if you're acid or alkaline is very simple. Just take a pH test strip. You can get them at any health food store or online on my website. I sell a very easy-to-read strip. But everybody should have a baseline. I don't test it all the time, but we want to understand if we're acid or alkaline.
Now, can I ask you, is it only by doing that test that you can tell if your body is overly acidic, or are there other ways?
You know, I grew up in Brooklyn, New York, and we hung our clothes, four family homes next to each other, so everybody got to see each other's laundry. And I always wondered why people's collars were always rotting, you know, or their underarms had holes in it, or the underwear had holes in it. It really is because we're sweating acid. We're not supposed to be sweating acid. If we had more alkaline supplements, more sodium, more potassium, more magnesium, we would actually be sweating, you know, different salts rather than acid. So we see it really. If somebody puts a ring on their finger and after a while it turns green, that's showing you that they're having a chemical reaction, that their body is too acidic. You know, it's really, the signs are all around us. We just don't understand it. We're all acidic.
And, you know, when I was sick, this is coming back to me now, that I used to wear rings, and my rings, my skin would be green. So this is more proof for everybody listening.
Yes.
Amazing. I love you. You're just so knowledgeable, and you're just
amazing.
Well,
we got to get it out there. We got to get it out so everybody understands this.
Now, let's talk about the five steps that, you know, how you can bring the acid and alkaline levels back in balance.
Sure. The first step is we have to know whether we're acid or alkaline. Very simple test. And then most people need to know their signs of when they're going to get a problem. If you get a headache or migraine, normally the day before you start getting a tight neck or a tight shoulder. Well, that's when you need to start alkalizing yourself. So really understanding what you are is very important. Are you acidic or are you not? Now, number two is actually changing your diet. Again, I love to eat. But for a little while, you have to change your diet. You can go back to most of your foods, but if you don't clean up, it's not going to work. So you eat about 80 to 90% alkaline for 15 to 30 days if you're sick, and you will see a dramatic difference in your life. And if you're not going to change your diet a lot, then you have to take supplements to sort of help balance it. But changing your diet really is key. And then circulation. You know, that's one thing I see everybody misses. They go to store, they buy supplements, herbs, they have special treatments, but they don't go home and exercise. We need to move our blood through our organs to remove cellular waste. Otherwise, they fill our organ and create pancreatitis. They fill our ovaries and make cysts. They fill our legs and make varicose veins. So we really have to learn how to clean up, and that's by exercising, breathing deep, drinking alkaline water, and having good posture. Those are all things that somebody can start right now today to change their life. And then the most important thing, well, number four is removing stress. And not removing stress, managing stress.
Managing,
because,
okay.
you know, we have stress every day. So if we don't manage it, it's going to kill us. So you go get a massage, you meditate a little bit. It really does improve your circulation and makes you relax. Now, you can also go to lymphman.com and actually learn how to drain yourself, because that's my fifth step. That's the most important, is how to activate your lymph. In just 7.5 minutes, and you can do this in the first hour of joining, you will be draining your lymph, and you will feel the difference immediately just by pumping your underarms, sliding your hand up your body, draining your neck, and you will feel relaxed, you will feel calm, and you will sleep better, I guarantee it. And you'll also lose weight because you'll move fluid out of your body. So the five steps are really very basic things that people can do themselves.
Yeah, and I can tell you, y'all can call me Skinny Sue for sure, because I am really getting smaller just since I've met this man.
No,
Joan,
it really
isn't. We have a caller on the call. Can we take this call now? You talk to her? Okay, Dr. Pat, are you there, my friend?
Absolutely. I'm hanging on every word. I have a question for John first.
Sure.
Yeah, let me ask a question. So, John, I have a question about rebounders. Many people say that, you know, there's a lot of folks that have a really tough time getting out, exercising, walking's even hard. But a lot of folks now are talking about rebounders because you don't have to be jumping up and down and hitting your head on the ceiling. But the movement of the rebounder is supposed to help. Is this true?
Right, it does. You can just stand on there. If somebody is very sick, they can just sit on it and actually and have somebody slightly bounce, and that will move because we're congested.
Really?
Pat, I honestly believe after 15 years of working with the lymphatic system that many people who have a terminal illness have been congested and their body is just shutting down over time. So if they can get themselves moving, but most people have to realize that they might get a little reaction if they're very stuffy and they start rebounding a lot the next day. They're going to be a little sore, a little tense, maybe be a little bit tight in their body because acid waste has to move out. You know, it has to move out of the body. And Dr. Pat, you have to stretch your right side of your body and the back of your lung because I get a lot of congestion on the right side around your lung in that area.
Absolutely. It's really so fascinating that you said that. Because over the I don't know how much Sue has told you, over the holidays,
a couple things
happened. First off, I got into a car accident, you know, very unexpectedly, so that happened. But then I went back to the East Coast, and I rarely get, like, sick like a normal cold. But I got sick. So everything pretty much cleared up except on the right side of my body. Even on the right side of my throat, John. You know what I'm trying to say? I still have a sore throat. Only on the right side.
Break down into pieces, into parts of body. And that's why we can have one side of our body that feels off compared to another part. It can definitely do that.
Wow.
Yeah.
So how do you take care of that?
Well, you need to actually, I would do some, since you were in an accident, I would do some Epsom salt baths or baking soda baths to sort of bring the body to be more alkaline. Because when we're in an accident, our fascia, which is like material, sort of constricts. And now blood can't flow good, lymph flow doesn't flow good, and that area will stay acidic. So you go into a nice Epsom salt bath with 2 cups of Epsom salt or 4 cups of baking soda, and you sit in there right up to your chin. And that way the lymph drain will get opened up, and you stretch a little bit while you're in there. And that will go into your body and begin to soften your body, plus taking other supplements, too, not just taking the bath, but things to alkalize you, and possibly some systemic enzymes, which will get rid of the damage from the accident, the fibrosis or the scarring that may have occurred.
Now, what supplements,
that is
John?
Definitely good information.
Yeah, John, what supplements would you want Dr. Pat to take?
I would definitely look into the systemic enzymes to me. Again, my book explains how we're all filling up with dead cell material and it's creating every disease we have, from insomnia, depression, anxiety, bipolar, cancer, fibromyalgia, everything, autism. So to me, removing dead cells out of your body is one of the most effective ways by using systemic enzymes with exercise. But some gentle stretching would be very good for her. For you, Dr. Pat, but Dr. Wong is an excellent naturopathic doctor who works for one of the biggest enzyme companies. He went out and made his own. It's called Zyme Essence, Zymessence. I sell it on my website, but it's the most affordable and the most powerful enzyme on the market. I'm a true believer in it. Anyone who's had an accident or surgery or who's very ill, as long as they're not on a blood thinner, should be taking a systemic enzyme.
Can I ask a question regarding Dr. Pat? Would you say, like, she's had the accident, so she's got this problem with her side, but would her eating have been, would she have been acidic then that led this, made it worse?
Sure, because if we're trying to heal, and I write about this in my book, there was a young girl on a Discovery Channel show where the poor girl, they were in a car accident, broke her spine, she wasn't breathing, she was on a ventilator, and they tried for a year to build her body, to get her on a ventilator, because they have to try and get it to work. And the poor little girl, and I can understand why, she was affected, she was hurt, they would give her everything to make her happy, chocolate, soda, I mean, the worst foods. And to me, if a parent understood that they can change their child's ability to heal or their ability to heal by changing their diet, then they would have done it. But, so if we're putting acid in our children and chocolate and candy and sodas, soda is one of the worst things on the market. It really, if anybody has heard the Mountain Dew story, there was just a lawsuit. Mountain Dew actually, a man tried to sue them saying that, that there was a mouse in his can and he drank it. And they came back and won the lawsuit by saying, hey, Mountain Dew is so acidic, it will actually make that mouse a blob of gel before it gets to the shelves. So if you're drinking soda, you're hurting yourself. Stop getting off and start drinking alkaline water. Soda is poison. All soda.
Good. Good. Well, good.
The good news is that when I went in to get checked by my chiropractor after the accident, you know, my alkaline level was at about 7.5. And that was after the accident.
I'll tell you, Dr. Pat, to me that sounds suspect because I've done hundreds, if not a thousand, of these tests, and I write about them. And what I found is that people who test 7 and over, and if they have any health problems, then they're storing acid inside. Because if I was to drain you and open up your lymphatic system, the next day you would see a lot of acid come out. And I've done this in studies with people, so I've seen that. And then normalizes. So to me, I would go do some exercise, some movement, get some body work, and then check it the next day. I guarantee it will come back. So please, if you test yourself, everybody, and you see that, oh, look, I'm healthy, you look at it and say, okay, do I have any health problems? Am I having any pain? You know, am I not sleeping?
Absolutely.
Then it's storing in your brain or in your hip or in your body and not coming out as effectively.
Right.
Okay, we're gonna take a break. So you know what? Why don't we keep Dr. Pat? You and John can talk to the commercial break, and everyone else listening.
Right.
Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker, Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Did you know that the average woman will use up to 12,000 disposable pads and tampons in her lifetime? That's a lot of waste. Make the healthier choice for the planet and your body with Gladrags washable cloth menstrual pads made with no plastics, adhesives, or gels. Gladrags cloth pads are safe, simple, smart, period. For more information on how you can save the planet one month at a time, visit us at gladrags.com.
Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host of the hit show, Get Inspired, Sue London, overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host, Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com every Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire. For more details, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, and I want to share something amazing with you. If you're sick of information and ready for an extreme transformation, then check out world-renowned energy healer Ann Taylor at FasterQuickerBetter.com. She's been creating miracles in tens of thousands of people's lives for over 16 years, and I'm one of those people. You too can easily do the same by simply listening to her recordings. If you want to miraculously eliminate fears, worries, and negative beliefs, then you owe it to yourself to purchase her amazing package, which includes over 50 pieces of healing work. Thanks to Ann's 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Hurry over to FasterBetterQuicker.com and finally experience the quantum leap in consciousness that you truly deserve.
Gloria Messenger is a spiritual artist and angel messenger. Her life mission is to celebrate the joy of angel love and deliver your personal message. She helps others open to their angel connection. Gloria's angel portraits offer empowering daily inspiration. To commission your angel portrait, call 905-468-5529. That's 905-468-5529 or visit www.theangelmessenger.com.
here back on Get Inspired Radio with Sue London, and we have had such a fantastic show tonight. I'm so thrilled to have had this guest on my show, John Ossipinski, and we've been talking about your lymphatic system. Now, John, we've only got about 4 minutes left, and what I wanted to do is cover, number one, how do you get an 80-year-old to drink water and be hydrated, and then also we want to cover about healthy lymphatic systems for our animals. We've got to cover our pets. I'm an animal lover. So tell everyone how you get, you know, your 8-year-old mom to drink water and that.
Number one, we have to realize that our brain fluid and our the cerebrospinal fluid and our lymph fluid is over 90% water. And when we don't, when we're not hydrated, we actually are breaking down our body. It's filling with acid waste. We have to drink water to flush. So what happens is as we get older, we just don't want to be going to the bathroom as much. So we figure, hey, if I don't drink, then I'm not going to go to the bathroom. But then that makes you very acidic and it constricts your bladder. So then anything you drink doesn't, can't sort of fill the bladder. It just comes right out. It doesn't expand the bladder because it's so tight. So, and it's adding to their illnesses. Plus, everybody's got a pet in their home, whether it's a horse, a cat, not in their home, a dog or a cat, or a horse out in their store. I hope they don't have a horse in their home.
There's no horse in my house yet.
But every mammal has a lymph system. And if you love your animal, on my website, I show how to do a very quick routine. My dog's addicted to it. When I get a client up, the dog jumps right up on the table, puts his head up, and lies back down like it's my turn. And that happens with every dog that I touch. They're all congested. They're meant to be out walking, searching for food, and we leave them in our homes. And so they fill up, and they get cysts, and they don't smell good, and they get stomach problems. They get diabetes, the same things we get. So whether it's a child, whether it's your mid-age or older or have a pet, we all need to actually take care of our lymphatic system, and our life gets better. We learn to maintain it, and we work with our physician, but we can't go to our doctor and expect them to fix everything by a pill or a surgery if we're still eating a bunch of junk. And that's my main thing. I love junk, okay? I love junk.
Crystal was on me.
I do, you know. But we really have to understand that it's hurting us. And enjoy it when you're eating it, and the next day you have to clean up for 2 or 3 days. But, you know, we have to enjoy life, and that's my thing. But if we are in charge of our lymph system and know whether we're acidic or not and can drain our lymph system, then we take charge of our life and we empower ourselves. And that's what I'm trying to get people around the world to do.
Yeah, and I want to share a little story with everybody because you've really opened my eyes. Many of you don't know this. Years ago, I had a car accident. I was hit by a drunk driver on my left side, damage done to my C2 and C3. And also, I it was about a year later, I was at my husband's baseball game, keeping track of the score. I got hit with a baseball, and it actually cracked my skull. And what John discovered was that my lymphatic system was not working properly around my head and my brain. And I have found it a challenge since that in when I read something to absorb it and remember it. And so with working with, you know, what John has told me to do, I am finding changes happening that are improving. So this man, folks, I am telling you firsthand, he can change your life in ways you do not expect. And I want you to know that we are going to be bringing John back. There is so much knowledge this man has, and we're going to do another interview with him, and it's going to focus on the lymphatic system and your children and how you're feeding them and what you can do and why they are the way they are, all because of their lymphatic system and the acid and the alkaline. So I sign up for my newsletter at AskSueLondon.com, and when you sign up there, you're going to get notification of when he's coming. I think we're looking about March, aren't we, John? No pressure on you. Like, here we go, last minute, me asking you here. And, John, you've got a radio show coming up. You're going to start your radio show soon. So
yes, hopefully within a week on a Tuesday evening around 6 o'clock, yes.
Okay, so, you know, check out John's website, and I will also promote that as well on the show. And John's got a great book, An Undetected Acid Alkaline Imbalance. You got to see that on his website. Phenomenal. John, I cannot talk highly about you, my friend. You are so such a gift to millions, and it's been an honor for me to work with you myself and bring you on my show. So thank you what you're doing. I really appreciate you. And
thank you, Sue and Chris. I really enjoyed the show, and I hope we help a lot of people.
Well, you know, folks, we didn't have a chance to for you to experience to see what John did for Chris, but he has, you know, been doing stuff at the commercial break with us all, and he's really, you know, made a difference. Check out John at lymphman.com. Phenomenal. He's a gift, like I said. Check out my website, AskSueLondon.com. Sign up for that free newsletter, and then when you do, you're going to receive 10 weekly inspiring videos that are going to help you create the life that you desire. Also, at my website, check out my book, Soar Above It All, Overcoming Adversities in Life. And you can purchase that through my website, AskSueLondon.com. That's it, folks. It was a fast show. On behalf of my guest, John Oskopinski, and myself, Sue London, we want to wish you much love and many blessings. Have a fantastic week, everyone.
You've been listening to Get Inspired with Sue London. If you've missed any part of this program or would like to find out more about Sue London and how to get inspired, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com. Tune in to Get Inspired every Thursday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guests to help you create the life you desire.
Hey everyone, you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Don't touch that dial. We'll be beginning a brand new show at the top of the hour with one of our amazing hosts, Transformation Talk Radio. Talk radio to change the world. Perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
Transformation, 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 talk radio. Transformation, 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 talk radio.
Transforming the world one listener at a time.
listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.